Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Reality to the face, to the forefront, because so many people think hell is a joke. They don't think hell exists. The New Agers want you to believe if God is a God of love, he certainly wouldn't throw somebody in hell. You cannot have love without justice. You cannot have justice without judgment. And you cannot anger God and expect to walk through his pearly gates and walk his roads of gold. And so, I want to go over basic biblical truths tonight. Most pastors reject. And it's real simple. It's heaven or hell, folks. You're born to make a choice. If you do not make a decision, one will be made for you, hell. Because if you want to go to heaven, you have to make a decision that that's what you want to do. That's where you want to go. And there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Yahushua, the Son of God, also known as Jesus Christ in the churches. That was a translated name. It is not his real name. His real name is Yahushua ben Joseph, also known as Yahushua ben David. Yah in Hebrew means God. Shua means salvation. God's salvation, Yahushua. So to go to heaven, you must go through Yahushua. You accept the gift of salvation that he's given to every person on the planet. It doesn't matter what bloodline you are, what skin color you are, what race or country you are from. He died on the cross for you, and he's offering you eternal life in heaven with him. But you must live for them as well. You must live for Yahushua. And so, the basic thing is recognizing and accepting the fact that he loves you, he died for you, and he wants you to accept his gift of eternal life and salvation. The only way to heaven is through his salvation, through his grace. If you want to go to hell, do absolutely nothing. By rejecting his salvation, by refusing to make him your savior, you forfeit any right or place in heaven. If you do not make a conscious decision to follow Christ, then Satan has automatically claimed your soul, whether you want to believe it or not, whether it fits your religion or not. It is the hard truth. There are only two places you can spend eternity, and it's either heaven or hell. If you don't believe in hell, that doesn't make it go away, because there's no other alternatives. You must make your choice while you are alive on earth to either accept Yahushua's salvation, believe in him, do the things he says, follow him, or you do nothing and you go to hell. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment, in Hebrews 9:27. Every person who has ever been born will stand before the Lord in judgment. And the Bible heaven says, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That is John 14:1-3. And what does the Bible say about hell? Hell is a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, a bottomless pit, a horrible tempest, a place of torment, a place of everlasting punishment, a place where people cry for mercy, a place where they wail, a place where they have no rest or peace, a place from which the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, a place from which there is no escape. In Matthew 11:23, Yahushua said, he that is not with me is against me. It also says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, which is Yahushua, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Last week I told you several areas that the Father has shown me about hell. And tonight I want to talk about more of what's something he was showing me more of after the show last week. Because I was asking him about some certain people, and I said, you know what, I gotta do the show next week on some of the people I've seen there. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight. Some of the people I've seen there and what they're doing. The core of hell is the center of hell, where all the flames are, where the heat in the hell and the rest of hell is from. The heat emanates from the core and permeates the rest of hell. It goes from the inside to the outside, the outer reaches, the outer areas of hell. It's like a basketball, and the very center of that basketball is the core of hell itself. In Revelation 21:8, it says the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers and whoremongers, which are prostitutes, sorcerers, which are drug makers and drug dealers, and idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In Revelation 20:15, it says, whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. When you are saved, when you accept Yahushua as your Savior, your name is written in the book of life. Therefore, if your name is not found in the book of life, you will be cast into hell. Some of the people I've seen there, Aleister Crowley. And as much as these people want you to think hell is a fun place, it's not. No one's having fun in hell. You know, you look at the hell world today, and it's all those who want to go to hell, who serve Satan and want to go to hell, and they are. They're in hell already, the ones who have gone on. And the ones alive today, they will be there. They will be joining these people. You know, on earth, you look at the Baphomet. It's the same idol as Molech from thousands of years ago. It's the same being. And it has one arm pointing up and one arm pointing down. And they want you to believe this is as above, so below. Well, I think it means turn it upside down, because that is the basic core premises of Satanism, is to take everything from above and turn it upside down on earth. Everything that's good is evil, and everything that's evil is good to them. They call themselves the elite. Turn it upside down. They are scum. That's why they call themselves the elite, because they know they are scum. Now, Aleister Crowley was one of the most evil men to walk on the planet. He is the one behind the Church of Satan, ones behind a great deal of Satanism today that we're dealing with in America and Europe. And when he died, he went straight to the lake of fire. Now, this is something the Father was showing me, because he was showing me that Aleister was completely enveloped in flame. There was no, he was just on fire, his entire body, constantly. And he showed me how there is a belly in the middle of the lake of fire that's in hell. I talked about the lake last week. It's a literal lake. It can expand, looks more like an ocean all the time. And in the center of it is called the belly of the lake. And their feet are chained to the bottom part of this lake. And they don't get to resurface like others do. Like I've seen people in Lake of Fire, and they're just like the pictures online that I put in my videos and that you've seen, where people are floating on, and floating in the lake, kind of bobbing up and down out of it, I guess you could say. That's the people at the surface. The people in the belly, it's like there's a chain that's put around their foot. And there's something heavy attached to that chain. I guess if you were in the mob where they put a concrete, they attach somebody's foot to concrete and throw them in the lake so they'll sink. That's how they get rid of bodies. This is almost something like that, where something really heavy is attached to the chain, and they're taken out to the center of the lake, and they're thrown in the lake of fire, and that heavy weight makes them sink to the bottom of the lake. And that is where they are held, completely consumed by fire, never able to resurface, never able to see or hear anything again, just in constant flame and torment. And you do not die. A soul doesn't die. Your body dies, because your body's flesh. But when you die, your soul, your spirit, it goes to heaven or hell. And so they're in constant pain. And when you're in your spirit form, you don't even notice a difference. You don't know if you're in spirit form or flesh form. It's really no difference to you. You're still the same person. You hear things, you see things, you smell things, you're hungry, you're thirsty, you're cold. I can remember being in space and feeling the coldness of space. It's like, how'd I get up here? It's cold. You don't know you're in their spirit body. And so that's how it is in hell. You feel all that pain, like some, you're on fire and you're never gonna die. You know, on Earth, if you catch on fire, you're gonna be dead in about 30 seconds if your entire body is on fire. In hell, you're on fire and you never die. You just feel all that pain constantly. And so Aleister Crowley is in the belly of the lake of fire. With him is Anton LaVey. Now, Anton LaVey was sacrificed. He did not die of whatever causes. He was a sacrifice. When you get old like that, they sacrifice you. He probably didn't see it coming. He was a sacrifice. They sacrificed him at a satanic ritual or whatever. And when he died, he first went to the lab. And the lab is a bunch of tables. Various torments take place. I know in the Vatican, the lab, underneath the Vatican, there is a lab. They have a makeshift lab. Lucifer has a lot of things he's recreated underneath the Vatican that he has seen in hell. And at the Vatican, they like to take humans and put them on the tables and strap them down, and the various tortures they do to humans is peeling their skin off, pouring acid on them, and watching their bodies slowly disintegrate as the person goes into shock and ends up dying. Various tortures that they do at the Vatican. I don't know exactly all the tortures they do at hell. I just know that there's the tables. I may have mentioned it in my book, Interview with the Devil, because me and Lucifer talked about the Vatican. Some of the things going on there. And he got all those ideas from what he has seen in hell. After the lab, Anton LaVey was put in the carnival. And then he was in the pits. And I described all those last week. And then he was put in the belly of the lake. Adam Weishaupt, one of the founders of the Illuminati. The Illuminati is really just a movement, a group, an organization. Madame Blavatsky, another one, mover and shaker of the Illuminati's, Theosophy, bullcrap. They're both in the belly of the Lake of Fire with Anton and Aleister. With them is Hitler, Napoleon, all of the popes are in the belly of the lake. Before they were put in the belly of the lake, they were also in the lab and the carnival areas for a long time. You could actually be put in one part of hell for a while and then moved to another part. You can be moved around. all serial rapists, serial pedophiles, murderers, they go to the core, and then they go on to the belly of the lake. The core is where all the lab is, the carnivals, the pits, all the various places. The belly of the lake, or the lake of fire itself, is the final landing place once you're in the core. High priests, priestesses, brides. Satan has brides. He marries witches. Those who outwardly serve Satan at the top levels go to the core directly as well when they die. Top witches now is like what? Madonna, Angelina Jolie, J-Lo, Rihanna. Rihanna's a bride. Ariana Grande, I think she is a princess. But all these people who knowingly are ranked and serve Lucifer. They don't even have to be ranked. They just knowingly serve Lucifer and participate in the rituals. This is where they're going. They're going to the core of hell. Those who drink blood, those who eat flesh of humans, politicians, judges, presidents, kings, queens, those who lead nations and countries, those in positions of leadership who do harm. They're corrupted, they're stealing, they're lying. They're all going to the core when they die. Pastors, religious leaders, religious figures, people who lead people away from the Father, they go to the core because they're serving Satan and not the Father. All of these Baptist ministers and preachers who are Masons, you cannot serve two gods. They are serving Lucifer, have taken oaths to the God of Light of Freemasonry. They're going to hell. They'll go straight to the core. In the hell world, all those who are seeking to go to hell, those amongst us alive today who serve Satan, they're told that they must make sacrifices to Satan because human sacrifices cleanses them to receive Satan's blessings. This is what they're told. They must cleanse themselves to receive his blessings, and the way they can do that is by making a sacrifice. In Satan's mind, people must give to get. In fact, it's constantly demanded of them. If they want something, they must give something up or do something to get it. And sacrificing a loved one is considered the best sacrifice. And so they are forced to sacrifice a child. They may be forced to rape a child because children are precious in God's eyes. Therefore, anything precious to God is hideous to Satan. Because he knows it hurts God to see children harmed or killed, so Satan loves it. And so Satan makes them do it, because it defiles them. And then he laughs about it. When you lose a loved one, that loss is permanent. It's permanent on your soul, it's permanent in your heart. Satan knows that. And he loves the torture it puts on the person who chooses to murder a loved one for fame and fortune. They're so greedy that they would kill someone they love, and it just shocks them, and he mocks them for it. And he loves to watch them suffer the rest of their lives with the guilt they are responsible for that person's death. You know, you think of Kanye West and that other one who killed her mother and brother or sister, can't think of the name off my hands. She pissed him off. I think I wrote about him in my book. I mentioned him in that book. But he mocks him. He mocks him. He makes him do all this stuff, and then he hates him for it, mocks him for it. That's how he is. You know, the Bible says Lucifer can transform into an angel of light. What that means is he can shift. He's a shapeshifter. He can morph. He can shift. And he does. He appears to his people as young and athletic, as a handsome blonde, blue eyes. He could look like an athlete. Sometimes he wears all white like he's a Navy man. And he can appear however he wants to appear. He can change his looks to look like anything he wants to. And this is the trick witches learn as well. Although kept hidden in our generations, this is an old trick used throughout the ages and buried in the dark world of the occult, that witches can transform and change their looks. And they can shift into animals or people, kids. They can change themselves and into anything they want. It's kind of it's what they do. It's black arts. Werewolves, vultures, people in voodoo can take the body of a vulture, a black vulture, and go spy on people. I've seen that. Werewolves are real. They serve as Satan's security at the Great White Brotherhood meetings. And these shows are actually true, where regular humans can transform into a werewolf. This is done by demons. The demons give them the power to do this, and even the witches who can shift into different people or animals, it's all done by demonic power. They have very powerful demons that are given to them to help them do this, and they're completely sold out to Satan. And these people also will all go to the core directly when they die. The black arts, anyone involved with the black arts, are those sold out to Satan completely. They're completely possessed by demons to carry out their chants, transformations, and commands. And this includes shamans, witch doctors, witches, warlocks, people who are heavily possessed by demons to do this kind of work. Many witches and warlocks cross over into satanic groups and become the priestesses and high priests. But many of them don't as well, prefer to stay in smaller covens where they honor and worship Lilith, the mother goddess, nature itself, blah, blah, blahs. They have their own witch world of casting spells, and they observe planting and harvest and the different seasons of the year, the traditions of witchcraft. Lilith is over all the witches. Satan is over all the Satanists. Or the Luciferians. Satan and Lucifer are the same name for the same being, so it doesn't matter if they say, oh, we're Luciferians. Well, it's still Satan. It's the same name. He doesn't care what they call him, and neither does she. She goes by many different names of goddesses, and he goes by many different names of gods. As long as people are worshiping one of them, they're happy. Because then they're not worshiping the one true God. And that's their ultimate goal, to keep people away from worshiping the one true God. Because they want to see people die and get cast into hell. That's his whole thing. That's the whole reason he exists, is to make people defile themselves, keep them away from God, and then when they die, they go to hell. You know, you look at the elite today, the Illuminati, and they've all killed, they've all raped, they've all murdered, stolen, abused, cheated, belittled, demeaned. And they've proven to the world that they consider themselves more important than anybody else because they're rich and evil and have done all these things. And you know what? They're cowards. Their judgment is coming. Like I've said before, do not pity these people. Do not envy these people. When they leave this earth, when they die, there is nothing they can do to change the fact that they're going to be in hell for eternity. You know, when you're a shepherd of the Lord's, that can be the greatest rewards. It can also give you the greatest judgment. so these people have to be very careful on how they're leading the Lord's flocks. You know, it's no joke. They sit on TV and act like they're praying to God, and they're throwing up the 666 signs with their hands. They're making the signals and signs of Satanism. It's no joke, folks. When they go to hell, they get the worst parts of the core. And they'll all end up in the belly of the lake. It's very important to stay in the Lord, stay focused on Him, so you're leading His people the right way. You lead people to Him. When the Lord stood me up, He said, lead my people back to me. He didn't say, lead my people to Sherry Schreiner. That's why at one point I had up to 18 websites. I don't have my picture on them. I don't have an updated picture. People are screaming, want to see what you look like. So I put up an old one, because it's not about me. It is not about me. I am here to lead people to the Father. I don't want fame. I don't want fortune. I just do my work for the Father, to lead His people back to Him. Because they're so far off base, they're practically off the playing field. If you look at the churches today, they're completely apostate. And there's not much time left. I want to know why they're considered the most apostate generation on the planet ever in any time of history. Because of the stuff they worship, the stuff they believe, the doctrines they preach, the doctrines they teach. Do you think the apostles hung up Christmas trees and put lights and decorations on them? Do you think the 12 apostles decorated Easter eggs and threw them out in the yards for kids, filled them with candy? Who feeds you this garbage? Who introduced these paganisms into the churches and then said that's okay to believe that? The Old Testament's dead. Really? Do you think the 12 apostles thought the Old Testament was dead? Do you think Yahushua, when he came back after he died, and when he rose on the third day, do you think he thought the Torah was dead, the Old Testament was dead? No, it was a continuation. He didn't come to destroy, but to fulfill. He didn't abolish the Lord's appointed times and feasts with mankind. He set by example that mankind was supposed to follow them. They all have moved away from the truth He taught and the apostles taught. And you followed the snake, the hiss, away down the wide road. The Apostle Paul was not an apostle. He was the snake. He was the part that why 12 books were thrown out and his books were thrown in. Ask yourself why there's an Apocrypha, why 13 books were taken out, including Enoch, Jasher, and Jubilees, books every person should read. Why all those books were taken out and Paul's put in. 13 is the number of Illuminati control. We're controlling the KJV. Shakespeare translated it in British English. If God was translating the KJV, do you think He would have changed His son's name from Yahushua to Jesus? No. And the hard truth is, Satanists can sit in churches all day long and proclaim they're born again. They can proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord, because Jesus Christ is not His real name. Being born again to them is being born again unto Lucifer, because they have born again rituals in all the secret societies where they become born again unto Lucifer. And one of the rituals in the Masonry rank of scheme of things is the blinding light. The blinding light ritual. And who had the blinding light? Paul. He even encoded his own ritual in the books as he changed the story four different times on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians when Damascus was a safe city, when they couldn't find one soldier to verify his story. Not that he told it four different ways four different times because he was a pathological liar. They couldn't find one soldier to verify his story. And the Jewish historian was asked, Joseph Flavius was declaring Damascus was a safe city, so why would he be heading to Damascus to persecute Christians? They were safe there. Paul was an infiltrator. Infiltrated by the Roman government. Infiltrator of the KJV. And people who follow Paul are following a different gospel. And you are following a different God called Jesus Christ. Because it's not the Son of God's real name. He doesn't teach the same things Yahushua taught. And when you see the blinding division in the New Testament, the light goes off in your head. And the truth is revealed. Yahushua and the 12 apostles, or Paul and his disciples, Timothy, Luke. Luke was his scribe. Timothy was one of his disciples. Titus, Philemon, Mark. Mark left him, went back to the apostles. Luke left him, went back to the apostles. Timothy left him. They all realized what a scoundrel and liar Paul was and left him. But his works remained. Those books remained, and they put it in the KJV. And they took out the 13 books that should have been in there to make room for him, to keep it at the number of 66, which is an occultic number. Interesting that the number 66 in God's numbering system means idolatry. It means idolatry. People worship the KJV more than they do God. When people think that it's time to get close to God, the first thing they do is think, I got to start reading the Bible more and praying. No, just start praying, start talking. Build a relationship. Salvation is one of building a relationship. It bridges the gap between God and man. You no longer need religion. Religion is trying to find God. God isn't lost. It's about relationship, folks. It's not about religion. It's about doing the things he says. Keeping his commandments, keeping his appointed times and feasts. The key of David. Who do you think rules during the millennium? You think David might reestablish his throne in Israel and rule over the people again? Why did the father love David so much? Because David loved the Torah. It was a law. It was a system. It was a society. It was how to run a society, how to live, how to. It was everything about marketing and government, the foods you did eat and didn't eat. It was everything about running a society, about banking, economy, everything was in the Torah. People don't get it. I think, oh, that's dead, that's done and gone. No, because in the Torah, we'll be living the same way during the millennial reign, 1,000 year on Christ, reign of Christ on earth. We'll be living under Torah law. So all you Christians out there who think the Torah is long dead and gone have a rude awakening coming. You've been worshiping Paul. You've been worshiping at the feet of Paul. Everything out of your mouths is Paul. Paul's not a 12 apostle. His name is not on the gates of the New Jerusalem. There is a name of the 12 apostles and the name of each apostle is on a gate. Paul's was not included. He was replaced by Matthias. Judas was replaced by Matthias, not Paul. Paul raised himself up as an apostle. People say, oh, but the Messiah, the disciples called him brother, the apostles called him a brother. He was a Benjamite. This was a tribe of Benjamin. I wasn't calling him a fellow apostle. I was calling him a brethren. He's a Benjamite. And what was the tribe of Benjamin? Ravening wolves. Wolves. Hello. His mother was from the tribe of Benjamin. His father was a Roman. His father was a Mason in the Roman government. His mother died when he was born. He never knew his mother. That's why he had a hatred for women. You can hear the hiss in his books, because Paul used to be my favorite. I used to read him all the time. And when I started praying for the truth in all things, one of the first things the Father taught me was that Paul was not his. Wake up, folks. Wake up. You're listening to the wrong people. You're believing the wrong things. You're being led down the wrong roads. Some of you, your shepherds are not helping you at all. They're making your lives worse and pulling you away further from the Lord. You'd be better off without them. When I left the churches, then I learned how to have a relationship with the Father. For years, you learned, put on the full armor of God. Okay, got the armor on. But guess what? It's kind of cold when you can't even talk to the boss, don't you think? You never learn how to have a relationship with him, how to sit at his feet and ask him for the truth of all things and learn how to hear his voice and learn how to be led by him. Don't you think that's kind of like what they call a relationship, communication, both ends? Because when you're sitting and praying all the time, some of you are just so one-sided. You just pray and give him your Christmas list. I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. You never shut up and just listen to see if he's trying to talk to you. Ask him to teach you how to hear his voice. Ask him to pull you out of the apostasies you're in. Ask him to pull you closer to him so that you don't end up in hell. I'm going to recite Sinner's Prayer for all those on the fence, for all those who have never made a decision for the Lord, so you can make one to follow him, to focus on him with what time you have left. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and that without you I am lost. I ask you to forgive me for my sins, for the sins I've committed against others, and help me to forgive the sins committed against me. Cleanse me, Lord, of all unrighteousness and make me righteous in you. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross, rose again 3 days later, and that you are offering me eternal life in heaven. I receive your gift of salvation and ask that you come into my heart and be my personal Savior. Renew me in your Holy Spirit, Father, and help me to live for you from today on. Thank you for saving me, Yahushua. Thank you for sending your son to die for me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins and for being my Savior. In Yahushua's name, I receive and pray. Amen. Start building a relationship with the Father, folks. Sit at his feet. Ask him to teach you the truth in all things and to clean out of you anything that is not true, anything that is apostate and not of him. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Wednesday. Show went fast. It's over. Back at Wednesday at noon with Blacklisted News. Till then, everybody. Yah bless.